This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, would you like to see a government-funded national e-hailing service to replace private players like Grab? That's what taxi drivers are calling for.
Yeah, so this is stemming from a memorandum actually that was issued by the, it's a long one, Penyatuan Pemain Industri Pengangkutan Darat Malaysia, or PPDM. And they're calling on the government to develop their own e-hailing service across the nation. Basically, they want an e-hailing app that is going to be used by all parties in order to replace the applications currently owned by unnamed private companies. I think we all know who they are. And in a statement, it's actually quite a strongly worded statement. If you've seen the articles out and about on this, I would suggest reading or looking into the memorandum, because there is a real sense of frustration that's coming through in this. So they did allege that these companies have robbed the industry of billions of ringgit, damaged the country's taxi industry ecosystem, created disharmony between taxi and e-hailing drivers. And as for what this could do, they say that if we have a government-run e-hailing service, the billions accumulated there could be used to, for example, upgrade the quality of taxi services, provide insurance coverage schemes to taxi drivers and vehicles. The money could provide scholarships for children of taxi drivers and a compensation of, for example, 100,000 ringgit to their heirs.
So I think if we look at how ubiquitous e-hailing has become, right, it's easy to forget that they're not very old here in Malaysia. And it's barely been 10 years, at most about 6 or 7 years. And it's been a fraught journey. This battle between e-hailing and taxi drivers has been there right from the beginning. And I think part of this is, of course, a perceived double standard that they feel, that these services basically put other vehicles ahead of the way taxis function and eat into their profits. So I think without much surprise, they are also calling on the government to abolish all double standards between these services. They want both to be recognized under the commercial category. And I think it's significant. They want the same fare and the same regulations to be applied to both categories. Again, this is something that we've seen happen right in the start. There have been repeated calls by those in the taxi industry to equalize the playing field. And this, I think, is the latest and perhaps the most comprehensive approach to that.
Yes, because previously there was, I think, more of a resistance to the fact that e-hailing was even here. You know, there's this idea of maybe we could make it difficult for them to run, or we could abolish the service provided, you know, these sorts of things. The calls previously were quite different. Now, instead, it's an acknowledgement that it is what it is, they're here. But there are some, I guess, some fundamental inequities, some things that they are uncomfortable with or that require changing. And that seems to be the direction that this is going in. I think it's very interesting. I also do think that whenever we see the calls for a new app or platform to replace an existing one, even one that people have a lot of issues with, but one that has had a lot of money pumped into its development, pumped into its ongoing maintenance, then you are talking about creating a new app to enter a market for people who are very primed to use the old app, meaning they're very accustomed to it. They're accustomed to the ease of use. They're accustomed to how things work on said app. And so if you are going to create a new one and now say, for example, that this is the only player, this is the only way that you will be able to get access to these services, that app has to be really, really good. It also runs the risk, of course, of becoming a monopoly and not keeping up with the times and then becoming difficult to use, which we see time and time again whenever there's only one player.
And I think when you add on the tag of government run, we don't really have the best experiences here with those kinds of initiatives. I'm not saying it couldn't work, but I'm saying that the idea of a monopoly is perhaps not the best in itself. And then on top of that, a monopoly by a body that isn't necessarily doesn't necessarily have the best track record when it comes to maintaining quality and so on. I do think that this opens up a conversation on how that playing field can be equalized. And we've seen this happen in other big cities around the world. There have, of course, been countries that have outright just banned e-hailing. But I'm not sure that a government-run e-hailing platform solely to run this entire industry could solve those problems. And I wonder whether in some ways it could add to them.
I feel like maybe we should be looking at, I mean, of course, for today, we are going to imagine what this could look like and how it could function. But overall, I do think that there is a need to look at the issues that are causing this call. Right. So this idea of insurance coverage and things like that, I think those elements need to be looked at closely. I do, however, agree with you that in terms of a solution, I'm not 100% convinced by a single app to rule them all. I just never like the idea of centralizing in this particular way.
Share your thoughts with us. Do you want the government to start its own e-hailing platform replacing the private guys? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll discuss this further with Ajit Joel, who is president of the Malaysian Public Transport Users Association. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about a call from taxi drivers for a government-owned e-hailing platform to replace the current private ones. We'd like to hear you weigh in on this. Do you want this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Ajit Joel, president of the Malaysian Public Transport Users Association. Ajit, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sharmila. Thank you, Lim.
So let's start with your thoughts on this idea. Do you see it working out?
Well, I must say it's not really a new idea. This was already discussed back in, I believe, 2018, during the tenure of Dato' Aziz Karpawi, when he was the Deputy Transport Minister. Now, it's not a far-fetched idea, but it's whether the government would want to get involved directly or using one of the GLCs to get involved. So I think everyone is excited about the valuation that Grab has got. But one must not forget that Grab is a global player. And is that the direction of the Malaysian government, or will that be the direction of that company, something else? So do taxi drivers need a government ride-sharing platform or a government-sponsored ride-sharing platform? It's a bit of a yes and a no. The fact of the matter is the rideshare app has improved a lot. It has improved services a lot. It has created some fantastic opportunities for people to earn some extra income. It has put good use to idle resources. It has definitely given the taxi industry a ride for its money. Now, the taxi industry's problem stems from this and only this. It is nothing more than an obsolete slavery system. The taxi permit scheme needs to be abolished, and taxi operators need to have their own permits. Till and until that, and I refer that to a slave system, because that's what it is. It's when you look back at the taxi permit schemes that the government has given to all these so-called taxi operators, so-called companies that are taxi operators, it's virtually impossible for a taxi driver to earn a decent living. So they are caught between a rock and a hard space, and that's where they behave the way they behave. But you also have had some pleasant experiences with taxi drivers, and that's most likely because the person has an individual permit. So this is where the real issue is. Those guys who are complaining are actually 90% of them, from our understanding, are under the taxi permit scheme. And that is the problem. So the government needs to address this first by removing these taxi permit companies. They have no place or no space in the public transportation sector.
So I think you know, that covers a lot of the ground that we were hoping to, because the other part of it that we're seeing is a reference to the disharmony, for example, between taxi and e-hailing drivers, double standards between regulations, things like that. How would the abolishing of like these sorts of taxi permit companies and so on, how would that address some of these issues?
Okay, to begin with, the e-hailing drivers don't have it easy completely, because they still pay a full rate fee. compared to taxi operators who can get subsidized fuel rates. But on the other hand, the taxi operators have to pay high insurance because they have to have public liability at a higher value. So it balances off in that sense. But the point is, it doesn't benefit the consumer. The biggest operator, the biggest user of these services is the consumer. What a consumer would require is a good taxi service that gives him protection on his life in case there's an accident or injury, and competitive rates. So in the taxi industry, you get competitive rates. But in the e-hailing, you don't get the protection that you require. So it's both sets have benefits. Now, the government, again, needs to do something about this. It needs to create a level playing field, which is, of course, difficult in Malaysia to a certain extent, because the taxi operators or the associations have been highly politicized for a long time. So till and until a neutral body that can come in and address these issues. And a lot of the issues come back to the taxi drivers who have taken loans on the taxis. And personally speaking, a Proton Saga or a local government or a Malaysian car is not exactly the best vehicle to be used as a taxi. It's horrible. Can you imagine sitting 12 hours in that car to earn a decent living? So in the past, before we had our local cars, taxi drivers could import second-hand cars from Japan, cars that were as old or reconditioned cars they were known as. They were fantastically good. They were more comfortable. The taxi drivers could have a decent ride, and lots of health problems that are now coming up, which are not seen because of these vehicles. So a lot needs to be done. It's from the vehicles, from the rates, from the level of service, from the unifying of benefits that can be put across the whole platform or the whole taxi or public transportation spectrum. A lot needs to be done. So the government needs to look into this very, very seriously. We urge the Transport Ministry to start looking into these issues before they become worse.
Can I bring this to the thing that I think the customers would most often think about or see, right, which is what we pay for these services. Now, correct. If we were to compare the fare rates between taxis and e-hailing drivers, how do they compare? Could we sort of get a simple dollar amount difference?
Yeah, the difference is the taxi drivers have a fixed rate, unlike the rideshare, which is demand-based. So at any one point of time, your standard rate that you take from your home to your office, say assuming it's 10 ringgit on the taxi service, but you will not get the tax 10 ringgit on the e-hailing. It may go lower, it may go higher, depending on the timing. So in that sense, it's a bit fair to the operator because it's demand-based. So if you adjust your timing of your transportation timing, you might get at a lower rates. But having said that, there needs to be a mechanism between high price and low price to ensure that the operators of e-hailing do not abuse the system. And there is none at this point of time that we are aware of, because it is, again, to a certain extent, unregulated.
So considering, you know, really what I'm getting from this is that it's a complex, it's a multifactorial issue. What do we need to do for taxi drivers and e-hailing drivers, or e-hailing the system as a whole, to coexist?
To coexist is going to be challenging. Okay, the first thing that taxi driver, the taxi industry needs to do is move away from the permit system. They just need to move away from it and either give them an individual permit, okay, where they can operate as independents, but within a certain structure, but they have their own permits. Okay. For the ride-sharing or for the e-hailing to help them further, what the government should do is give them fuel subsidies, which they badly need at this point of time, because then that will bring down the tariff rate. So then a user, and then ensure, because right now under your insurance, you only have two categories for your vehicle. It's either for commercial or for non-commercial use. So the e-hailing vehicle falls under commercial, and therefore your insurance coverage becomes highly questionable in case there is an accident. And if you put the e-hailing vehicle or the driver puts his vehicle as commercial, then the insurance rates go through the roof because you're profiting from it. So the government needs to find, because it's a whole new industry that never existed before, and this is thanks to technology. And this problem is not going to go away. The government hopes that by giving you a vaccination, the COVID will go away. This will not go away. Yeah, this will be here for a long, long time, and it's going to get more complex. And I think the association is right in voicing out their concerns that they need something, whether it's a government platform or whether it's an independent body that provides it, working with the government, that's something for the government of the day to look into this on how they can go into it. Is there opportunity for this to grow? Yes, there is. If the company runs well, it can be a global platform for a lot of other things. But otherwise, within Malaysia, the market could be a little bit small. Like, for example, Grab has ventured into food delivery, has gone into so many other applications on the mobile app. I don't think the government-led company will be able to do this because it's going to be slow, it's going to be very regulatory-based versus a technology environment that's going to be very highly charged up, very highly vital environment that it needs to respond very quickly. So we need to find a mechanism, maybe a cooperative that can handle this from all the taxi operators, and the government give them a grant to set up the application, or they go under a consortium of e-hailing providers. For example, if I were to just take another example, the touch-and-go platform on the highways now has been forced to open up. No longer a monopoly of touch-and-go. So any wallet operator now will be able to have their wallets being used on the highways. Something along those lines can be offered or talked along for the taxi industry.
Ajit, thanks for speaking with us today.
Welcome.
That was Ajit Joel, president of the Malaysian Public Transport Users Association, weighing in on a call from taxi drivers for the government to start its own e-hailing platform to replace the private players. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Is this something you'd support? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have time for some messages.
Yes, we do. So we have, well, this from Steve, who says they've lost the plot. And if they do this, the competitiveness will be lost. It will fail and fall flat.
I think the competitiveness is actually an interesting one because, again, I've said multiple times I'm not a fan of monopolies. And I think that includes government monopolies as well, mostly because I think with lack of competition and lack of, the push and pull of the market, it may not make sense that we want one player controlling how everything is run. And again, if the problem isn't so much that, but it goes back to that question of the permits, I don't see how this would help.
So we also have, this from a listener who says, essentially, definitely no. The taxi industry shouldn't blame a new player when they choose not to innovate over time. The government should be enforcing monopolization instead of joining it. Maybe better regulations regarding the driver's requirements would be better. I mean, should the government set up their own e-store so that online retailers don't kill brick and mortar ones?
That's an interesting one. I don't think, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that it almost feels like, and even more so after listening to Ajit earlier, it almost feels like we're trying to solve the wrong problem. And that's coming through quite clearly in a lot of the messages as well.
Meanwhile, we have OSK who says, former e-hailing driver with first-hand experience of the conditions. The user experience is fine. It's the unregulated working conditions for drivers that's the issue, including delivery riders. It's unacceptable that commissions are so high, 30%, zero health and safety accountability by the operators for the riders who are risking lives. There's no turning back, no need for a new app. Taxis are obsolete. Regulation is needed. I have no clue why the billion-dollar operators remain unregulated after all these years of continuous issues.
I'm so glad that you said that because I'm very much in favor of more regulation for these industries, particularly these sorts of industries that started off in a sort of no man's land of very little regulation and sort of started with piecemeal efforts here and there and have progressed to becoming these huge endeavors with people continuously talking about exploitation, but very little being done about it.
That's the thing. I think that's the part that really bothers me, because sometimes you see the jobs marketed as it's about freedom. It's about the ability for you to make money wherever, whenever, you know, and I'm just like, well, yes, but no, also, and there just is insufficient regulation and protection for the people who are participating in the system.
Keep those thoughts coming. Do you want the government to start its own e-hailing platform to replace the private guys? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're getting so many messages already. We'll visit them after this. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.